Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, and this week's Aging Today question is, what is a small house nursing home? The traditional nursing home is modeled on a hospital, not a home. It's built to efficiently provide medical care to many people. The average American nursing home has more than 100 beds. Small house nursing homes offer an alternative, but make up less than 5% of all nursing homes. They have fewer than 15 residents, each with a private bedroom and bathroom. There's a common kitchen, access to outdoor spaces, and a dining room resembling one you'd find in a regular home. You won't find long, winding corridors, nurses' stations, or overhead call systems. Compared with traditional nursing homes, small house homes provide greater benefits to residents and staff. Research on one type of small home, the Greenhouse Project, found that residents had lower hospital admission rates, less depression, and slower decline in functioning. Staff in greenhouses spent more time with residents and reported greater job satisfaction.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.